lard, you know, was hard to find. Uh-huh. You couldn't hardly get lard. And we couldn't hardly buy shortening. We took pigtails. Now, they're not much grease in them, but we bought pigtails out of the market, you know, where they'd kill these hogs and things, and render them up to have lard to go in our bread to make our biscuits.
Oh, God.
That's how scarce it was. And as I say, we didn't waste nothing, even down to the pigtail.
Did you eat pig's ears and things?
Well, now, that's what I'm talking about whenever we're talking about that press meat and all. They'd take and clean the head of a hog and take that meat and cook it real good, you know, where it'd just be all to pieces. Mm-hmm. It'd take out the eyes, you know, and the teeth and all out of the hog, and they'd just take the skin off of it, you know, and cook it. And then they would make it kind of spicy. Put spices in it, you know, make it kind of spicy. Mm-hmm. And then press that meat and press all the grease out of it. You'd put something heavy on it. Mm-hmm. Put it in a bag, into a cloth bag, and put it down and put something heavy on it, and all the grease would come to the top. Mm-hmm. You take all that grease off, and that's called pressed meat.
Oh.
And it was good. But I really did like the liver mush made from the liver. That was my favorite.
Did you ever make anything out of hog blood?
No, I can't never remember anything being made out of hog blood. I don't know if it was ever saved for anything. Now, I was talking about the pigtails. I guess the blood is about the only thing that's thrown away. Because, you know, we pickle pig feet.
Mm-hmm.
Pickle feet, feet has been a good meat as far back as I can remember. And you can buy it in the stores today.
Uh-huh.
Pickle feet.
Well, you were just talking about the meat from its head. Is there any other name for it that you know of?
No, I sure don't.
What would you call a thick sour milk that you keep on hand?
That's called buttermilk.
Okay. When milk has big lumps in it, what do you say that is?
That's curds.
Curds?
That's curds.
What causes that, do you know?
Well, it sours and forms into curds.
Okay, and what do you make from it? From that?
Cottage cheese is made from milk and those curds.
Okay. And if what would be the first thing you do to milk after the milking?
Oh, you bring it in and you take it and you strain it through a cloth. My mother used to strain it through a cloth because she said she didn't want no hairs and no filth in her milk.
That was a good idea.
Yeah, that's right.
And then they would drink it straight from the cow like that?
Well, yeah, you put it in the refrigerator and get it cold. Well, we didn't have refrigerators then. We had ice box back when they bought ice in and put it, you know, and you had to empty that ice when it run through that tube in the hole in the bottom of that ice box. But anyway, and we put our milk down in the well. And then we had pits we put them in.
Mm-hmm.
Milk pits. They'd dig holes in the ground, you know, and make pits and keep your milk cool there. We used to change the water at the well. We'd take our milk and put it in the pails that it was in and put it down in water in troughs, you know, like.
Mm-hmm.
We'd set it down in the troughs you watered the horses out of lots of time because they was already in those stone pitchers or the glass jugs or the kegs. Whatever you kept them in, you know, and then tie them up or put the lid on them, you know, tie them up with a cloth.
Did it taste the same as our milk?
No, it wasn't quite as cold. We didn't know the difference then. We thought it was very good and cold.
But the taste straight from the cow was
the taste was always the best because it had never been pasteurized.
Yeah.
See, it never had been pasteurized.
Okay, What would you call something that you baked in a deep dish made of apples with a crust on it?
That'd be apple cobbler. And we could just eat our weight in that. We make that often.
My grandmama makes that
delicious. Oh, my husband, that's his favorite. Apple cobbler is his favorite pie.
Mm-hmm.
He'd eat his weight in that. We